Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Father, bless our hearts. Amen. Transform our lives. Amen. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, have we pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please welcome somebody to your right and to your left and tell them welcome to church. I say tell them welcome to church. Glory to God. Are we feeling cold? The way we are looking like this, are we feeling cold? No. Then let somebody go up with a shout of praise. Do like somebody that Jesus died for. Can you go up with a shout of praise? Great. Please let's be seated. Glory to God. All right. So we started a teaching series a couple of weeks ago. I think that was 2 weeks ago, right? So reproduce now that you are saved. Reproduce now that you are saved. And then today we are going to continue on that series. And we started already last week. We make reference to how to solve spiritual infertility, Christian, right? So today we'll dive a bit forward on that subject matter, and then we'll stop where time permits us, and then we'll continue next week. I think next week is the last next week Wednesday will be the last day for this teaching series. Glory to God. All right. So last week we established that we as Christians are the bride of Christ, right? We are the bride of Christ, right? So one of the greatest privileges of a believer is being called the bride of Christ. As we saw in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 32, Ephesians 5, you say, husbands, love your wives, just as who? And gave himself up for her, yes. He said to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, yes. He said, and to present, please can you change this font? I don't know why you are using this font. This is new to me. So it's distracting me. Use the previous one we've been using. You can use Montserrat or something. Alright, you say, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Next verse very quickly. He said, in the same way, husband ought to love their what? Wives as their own body. He will love his wife, love himself. Next verse. Okay, you see, after all, no one ever hated his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does who? The church. Next verse. He said, for we are members of his body, yes. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. 32. He said, this is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ. So all these things we read now, Paul said he was pointing us to Christ and the church. Glory to God. Now, very quickly, Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Revelation 19, verse 7. Glory to God. Please, can we read it together? Yes, next verse. Bright and clean was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous heart of the saints. Stop there. So here the Bible is telling us that this fine linen that has been given to us stands for the righteous heart of the saints. What this means is that holy matrimony you see where the female is wearing white, whatever, they actually got it from here too. They got it from here because that one came later. In Jesus' time, they were not wearing white anything. But it's a representation of the bride, that is the bride of Christ. Now, how did we know that this actually means that we are being married? We now saw 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. He said, for what? For God made him who was not sin to become sin for us. So that in him we might become the what? The righteousness of God. So what it implies that the day you gave your life to Christ, that was the day that they gave you that white lining that you wore. So that was the day you became the bride of Christ. And we have said it before that it is the bride that gives birth. It is the bride that conceives. It is the bride that becomes pregnant. The man cannot become pregnant. The man only owns the seed, right? Are we on the same page? Now, give me 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. Very quickly. Please, can we read this together? It says, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's feet, God's building. So what this scripture is saying, if you read KJV or NKJV, he used the word co-laborers. He said, we are co-laborers. We are co-laborers. So what it implies is that, except for we are, I think NKJV used co-laborer or one of those translations, except for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Are we on the same page? So what the scripture is trying to tell us is that God, we are in partnership with God. And then one of the scriptures we also saw, thank you, Living Bible, it said we are God's co-workers. You are God's garden, not ours. You are God's building, not ours. Now look at this. Just like when myself and my wife, God blessed us with a lion, it was not my wife alone that gave birth. There was the contribution I made. There was our own contribution. But she is the one that carried the child, not me. So also with the church. It's the church that we carry the seed, the offspring. Now you will see where I'm going now. There's nothing on my timer. Now, let me go... carry me to, I think this is better, but you can fix it later. I don't know who tamper with it. Now, carry me to Acts of Apostles, chapter 9. Acts of Apostles, chapter 9. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Are we getting blessed or blessed? Alright, in Acts of Apostles, chapter 9, we've read it last week, so I might not need to go fully into that again. But before this, Acts of Apostles 9, give me Ephesians very quickly. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 18. Ephesians 1 from verse 18. Ephesians 1 from verse 18. My timer is not, nothing is on my timer. Glory to God. He said, can we read together? He said, I pray. Okay, let's go to verse 20 because of my time. Let's jump to verse 20. He said, which he exalted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Next verse. He said, far above all world, all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. Next verse. He said, and God placed all things. How many things? Under his feet, and appointed him to be head over what? For the weight. So you are seeing another marriage play out here, right? This is like showing us marriage again. The husband is always the head, right? The husband is the head of his home, right? Of his wife. So Jesus here is the head of what? Church. So that means the church is his what? Wife, right? The church is his bride. Next verse. So everything that was given to Jesus was for the church. Next verse very quickly. He said, which is his body? The fullness of him who feeds everything in every way. Now, carry me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 1 very quickly. I said, yes, my timer is not on. Are you people not hearing me? I'm not having a timer here. All right. He said, and ye shall follow my example. Please, can we read together? Just as I follow Christ. Next verse. He said, I am so glad, dear brothers, that you have been remembering and doing everything Next verse, very quickly. He said, but there is one matter I want to remind you about. That a wife is what? A wife is what? An husband is what? What am I doing in Living Bible? This is Living Bible you are giving me now. Because I'm wondering that I did not read it in responsible. Okay, he said, now I want you to realize that the head of every man is what? Christ. And the head of the woman is what? Man. And the head of Christ is who? God. Now wait, where we are coming from? The Bible says he assigned him to be head over everything. That is, he assigned Christ to be head over everything for the church, which is his body. So what it implies is that, have you ever seen any person that is pregnant and the pregnancy is in his head? Where is the womb? Is the womb in the head? Where is the womb? The womb is in the body. So even if Christ wants to give birth, head don't give birth. It's the body that... Head doesn't give birth. Preach to your neighbor. Say, head doesn't give birth. It is the body that gives birth. So Jesus is saying, Paul is telling us that, look at it. He said, and place all things under his body. And play out in the Ephesians you gave me is okay. He said, for this reason, Ephesians chapter 1, wherever this person is, just calm down. Ephesians chapter 1, yes. He said, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything. For who? For who? And which is his what? Which is his what? His body, the fullness of him that feeds everything. So what it implies is that the head does not... The head cannot give birth. The body is the one that can conceive. The womb is not in the head. Please preach to your neighbor. Say, the womb is not in the head. We are the body of Christ. And therefore, we are the one that gives. And if you take notes, he said everything under his feet, verse 22. He said everything under his feet, under his feet. Look at this. You see, God placed everything under his feet. So that means that everything is under our feet. Christ is still the head. And that is why in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, this is where it will not make sense to you. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9 that we read the other, that we are about to read the other time. When Jesus approached, Saul, which became Paul, Jesus approached him as the head, not the body. Because it is the body that gave birth. Jesus cannot lead anybody to Jesus. Jesus cannot lead any person to Jesus. Jesus can only convince people. He can give the conviction. That is the work of the head. Angels cannot lead any person to Jesus. The Holy Spirit cannot lead any person to Jesus. The Holy Spirit can only convince people to be led to Jesus. It's like saying that your head is giving birth. Your head cannot give birth. So, in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, we saw something happen. That Jesus went to meet somebody and he convinced the person to be saved. But he went to meet the body. For the body to give birth to the person in Ananias. In Acts of Apostles chapter 10, we saw Cornelius that he has been praying to God. He has been doing this, he has been doing that to God. But when his salvation was concerned, the angel could not lead him to be saved. The angel could only lead him to the body. So we have a path to play. Your hairdresser, somebody we need to get him safe. Or her safe. The person driving you, somebody we need to get them safe. But when, as far as the harvest is concerned, God will only bring about the conviction in the heart of men. He will convince them, but you are the one that is part of the body that will give birth. Say, I give birth. Who is the head of the church? Who is the head of the church? If Christ is the head of the church, what does that imply? That the church is the wife, while Jesus is the husband. And please, who has the womb? Is it the husband or the wife? So if for any reason the husband wants to give birth, who will he convince? Eh? The wife. He will have to talk with the wife and say, I know that this thing is going to distort your shape. I know that this thing is going to do a number of things to you, but it's for our own continuity. So no matter if guys like they should do a strike and say no, they want to start giving birth. It won't work. Because it's not in the design. And that is why Jesus did not lead Paul to himself. In fact, look at what Jesus said in the Acts of Apostles. He said, go into the city. You will be told what to do. He said, the Lord called to... No. You will be told what to do. I think that should be from verse 5 or thereabout. Carry me back to verse 5. He said, now get up. Verse 6. Now get up and go into the city. And you will be told what to do. Hope you know that he was not meditating this. It was Jesus telling him. If you are the one telling him, Jesus, leave him to yourself now. Why are you telling him that he should go? This guy already said you are Lord. He already said it with his mouth. That, who art thou, Lord? And then you are not asking him to go into the town to go and be saved, that you will be told what he will do. His partnership, guys. No matter how God wants to save sinners, his partnership. Now look at me. How many of you here got saved by yourself? I'm part of the people. I got saved by myself. But do you know the irony? It was not Jesus that came to convince me. It was somebody that had been preaching to me over time, over time, over time, over time, that I did not hear. But thank God, I used to hear people make the salvation prayer. So I knew what to say. It was still the church. Everything is under his feet for the church, which is his body. The fullness of him that fills everything in all things. So we saw here that Jesus cannot lead men to Jesus. But he can lead men to Jesus in his body. And the angels cannot lead any person to Jesus. But they can lead them to Jesus in his body. And then if you go back to Acts of Apostles, they follow themselves. The Holy Spirit cannot lead any person to Jesus. In Acts of Apostles chapter 8, we saw Philip and the Ethiopian Enoch. The Bible said the Spirit moved him to go close to the chariot. Why must the Spirit move him instead of the Spirit explaining to the Enoch himself? Why will the Spirit prompt him in Acts of Apostles 8? Why will the Spirit prompt Philip and move him to go and get somebody saved when the Spirit can do the work? I'm a partner. As far as procreation is concerned, I am the one that carried the womb. He said, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the desert and the road and whatever from Jerusalem. Next verse. The Spirit, just follow me. The Spirit moved him to join himself to the chariot. Are we on the same page? He was prompted of the Spirit to join himself to the chariot. And then when he got there, the man was reading aloud. Do you know the irony? Is your partnership with what the Spirit wants to do, is what is going to help you. Because at that time, as soon as Philip got there, the Bible says he was reading aloud the book of Isaiah. And he said he was led like a slaughterer into whatever. And I said, Then Philip then went to meet him and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And I said, how will I understand? I said, somebody explain to me. I thought it was the Holy Spirit that prompted him there. Why can't the Holy Spirit explain to him? If you read that scripture, he said, Philip ran up to the chariot. Isaiah, do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. Next verse, very quickly. He said, these people are finally born again. He said, how can I? He said, unless somebody explain it to me. It is that somebody explain it to me that we want to dwell on today. How can I, except somebody explain to me? So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. And why is the angel prompting Philip? Can't the angel explain the thing to him himself? Why is God, the Spirit of God, prompting Philip? Why can't the Spirit, look at it, say, the Spirit told Philip, go to the chariot and stay near it. Spirit, please, you don't need Philip. You are the Spirit now. You are the all-sufficient Spirit. Explain it to him yourself. The Holy Spirit cannot teach any person to be saved. He can only convince them. And that is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3b, the Bible says no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit. The Spirit will bring about the conviction, but it is a man that we need to tell the people. And while you are saying it, then the Spirit is bringing about the conviction in the heart of the man. There are two ways. Is it as you are saying it, there is the partnership with the Holy Spirit. That as you are saying the word, the Spirit is convincing them. Or the Spirit has done the work of conviction. You just go and take the harvest. Like it happened to Paul. Hope you know, Ananias was hiding. He was in the height. Even when they said, well, yeah, Lord, we go and give back to this guy. He ran away. He said, Lord, this guy has come to come. That means that normally the guy will not have gone and preached to Paul. It's just like saying that, that is a dog by himself went to a lion's house and said, we want to fight. This guy has gotten right to come and carry people in, for lack of better word, to come and kidnap people. And then you by yourself, if the Spirit has not given the conviction, you by yourself, not led yourself to him, I want to preach to him. So, I want you to know that you are backing. In Mark 16, verse 15, the Bible says, and God following, backing them up. What it implies is that when you go out, you are backed. Mark 16, 15. When you go out, you are backed. There is a backup. Mark 16, 20. He said, then the devil went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord walked with them. I think KJV that said, and backed them up, or something like that. And the Lord walked with them, and confirmed his word by signs accompanying them. I'm not alone. One of the places where you can know that you are backed up is that you go out. You're going, can you save souls? The Bible says, except by the Spirit of God, no one can say Jesus Lord. Because now, I have seen believers, let me help you guys, hope you know, that it is because believers are not going out. They have not been able to see the power of God following them. That is why somebody can say nonsense that God does not exist. Have you not seen that even you know it was nonsense you are saying? And you not say, are you ready to receive the light of Christ? And the guy is crying. Do you have that power? If that's not your power, go and try it. Go and talk to somebody. He did not slap you. You are bad. When we gave our life to Christ, these are some of the things we knew early. They don't tell me about the supernatural move of God. I have seen the move of God by my hands. So if, you know, most times when people say God does not exist, it's because you have not encountered the God of the Bible. It's not something I read. I have seen the power of God. I have seen deliver. Okay, and I know I don't have jazz. I have seen things that it can only be that a superior being did it. I have known things that I wouldn't have imagined that I knew. Because God will go all length to make sure souls are saved. In Acts of Apostles chapter 14 verse 17, he said he left himself not without a witness. And did you know that the Holy Spirit you receive is to an end that you also be a witness? Acts of Apostles 14 17, he said nevertheless, he left himself without witness. That he left not himself without witness. He that he did good and gave us rain from heaven. One of the reasons why rain is falling from heaven is that God, the rain is bearing witness that God exists. And that is why that song that they sang, even if the king can worship, so will I. And people are saying nonsense that the song is not correct. Let you read this Bible. The Bible is saying is that the reason anytime you see rain is a feedback that God exists. And you know, if you enter the cloud, that's how you will know God exists. If you are inside the cloud, if it's raining on earth, hope you know, you don't know. Yes, no. If you enter the cloud. And that's why that geography of Kenya can condense milk. What do they call that kind of rain? Conventional rain, then condensed rain or something like that. Is it, eh? There's this one that does not fall for long or something. You just do cloud around mountain side or something. Actually, I remember there are three kind of them. I know there's conventional. That is, the rain that has entered the earth, it goes back into the atmosphere and come down as rain. I think that should, is it conventional or something? Or reverse rain or something like that? And then there is condensed. I think that is condensed or something. Condensed. That one is around riverine area. Around river and mountain. That is, it's rain more easily because the thing is close to more. Well, if you don't know, anything I say is correct. But the Bible says, nevertheless, he left not himself without witness. This thing has gone off again. My time has gone again. And wonder, can you come and sit down with this time? I'm working with this thing and the thing is keep jumping away. Sorry. Alright. Glory to God. He said, nevertheless, he let himself not without a witness. Now, this is our post, I usually shout. Wait, look at this. Ask my post 1:8, very quickly. Please, what did the Bible say? But you will receive what? When the Holy Ghost? Unto what end? And you will be witnesses. The Holy Ghost you receive is not for you to see that at home. What are you doing with the Holy Ghost? He is to be a witness. I have seen the power of God. I have seen the glory of God. Through a witness. Which kind of English do I want to speak? That I'm talking and somebody crying. For what? That I'm flogging her. I'm flogging the person. No, is that I am a witness. He said, and you will receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you will be witnesses. It is the backing. It is the Holy Ghost that make you witnesses. If you have not been saving so, somebody can easily tell you God does not exist and you believe it. Because the Holy Spirit, one of his functions, this is not all that the Holy Spirit does. One of the functionality of the Holy Spirit is that what you are saying is backed up. If you have ever gotten anybody saved, know that there was a partnership of the Holy Ghost. It's just like my wife saying that she gave birth and there was no intercourse between us. Like it's a Mary. The one Mary that exists up to now. Any other Mary, OG Sheni. Open my power for even Mary, thank God that she married a righteous person. Let me help you. There are some visions that when you conceive, if you are not married to a righteous person, they will abort it. And let me tell you, the reason why Joseph stayed there was because he was a righteous person. He did not understand the vision, but he stayed. That is Ayaba. But the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. So Jesus told him, someone will tell you. At Apostle 8, we saw the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit could not save the Enoch. The Holy Spirit had to prompt Philip and say, stay by the chariot. And then there was the moment where he was reading aloud. That was the Holy Ghost moment. That was an Holy Ghost moment. Then, a brilliant light came. It was Jesus himself that came. We saw the Holy Spirit in Acts of Apostles 8. We saw Jesus in Acts of Apostles 9. We saw angel in Acts of Apostles 10. And none of them got any person saved. It is a partnership. For Philip, for the Ethiopian Enoch, it was the Holy Spirit that moved. So there are three ways. It was the Holy Spirit that moved Philip. That the harvest is right. The harvest is right. Go there. It was not Philip trying to walk around. So that your roommate that God has been telling you to reach out to, that have been reading aloud the thing he doesn't also understand, that the Holy Spirit has given you the moment to pick from. And I say that, I want to even borrow salt from her. But yeah, she's not going to change her mind because I preach to her. You too need to be saved. How many of us have aborted many Holy Ghost promptings? That you are inside the keke. And the Holy Spirit is saying, preach to this person. Let me give you the techniques. The Holy Spirit is preach to you, because that's why I asked us to read, to listen to that Bishop Abiyah's story. You have to put the person in a state that he will listen to you. So you are in keke, and then the person has not paid and is going somewhere. You pay for the keke man. And say, I'm paying for this sister. And I say, ah, auntie, what is someone you? And I say, and he say, ah, thank you, say, we are welcome. You are welcome. Please, you have 3 minutes to spare. Because you are already welcome. Do you have 3 minutes to spare? See, we have 3 minutes to spare. Even if you are what you want. Because do you know how Jesus asked us to go and save souls? He said, don't say anything until you have blessed them. Me and my wife, when we went out on Saturday, I did not know that was the trick. We saved plenty of souls. We were just saving souls anyhow. Two of them, we just saved them. Do you know what my wife was doing? She would just, as they are coming, you say, ah, you look so beautiful. Which cream do you use so I can use it? Ah, and then I see the girl doing like this. Somebody that will not listen to us normally. And then she, I say, wow. Then she goes to another part, the shop we went to one shop down our day, was cleaning this thing. We went there, we say, ah, Erona daddy, where Ekushesa, how is it work, whatever. Say, in any shop, say, all in the shop. Say, Alibadraf, when you say, ah, Alibadraf, that was where the issue started. My wife did not know that since when we have been speaking Yoruba, she's the one that will badraf one. So, and I said, badraf one. That's why my wife was not looking for the Yoruba to use to pray. We were saying, Oluwa, Babawa. Thank God mommy is here. You go and take the Yoruba class again. I'm telling you. Praise God. But pray. After she prayed, then I said, I had said console because it was a furniture shop. Is it console? Is it in the shape? He said, ah, Emilani. Ha, Ilulele, Kinikan. Ilulele, Taba Feshe, Yitogun, Jubai Loko. He said, ah, we depend the Taba, we design Yewa, and whatever. The man was already engaging on. He said, ah, said, in a few minutes, that is where he said, yes, perfect. I said, Munu. Because you just go there and say, if you are not, the way I'm looking at you, you have dread, you are not safe. Come here. The person will be defensive. Are we still on the same page? I have a part to play. In the procreation, I have a part to play. Huh? Father, help us. Give me John chapter. John chapter 15, from verse 1 to 8. Give me Living Bible. Very quickly. Are we getting blessed or blessed? And say, are we getting blessed or blessed? He said, I am the vine. Yes, I'm the true vine. My father is the... And we already established it the last time that he is the true vine. His father is the gardener. It doesn't mean he is the gardener. It just means he is the vine. What it implies is that, please go back to that scripture so you understand the partnership I'm talking about. This one is the partnership to reproduce. How many... How many of you have seen mango tree before? Please. The mango's fruit, where does it grow? Is it on the back of the stem? Is it on the stem? Is it on the stem? Where? The branches, Rabbi. Jesus is the vine, that is the husband. The branches are the one that produce the fruit. So Jesus is saying, I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener. What he is saying is that God, the two of us are married. I am the head, you are the body. But as far as production is concerned, it's you guys that will produce. Me, I will not be supplying the nutrients. I will be the one to supply the seed. Look at this now, next verse, very quickly. He said, he loops every branch that does not produce. So when we are talking about, just imagine a very big tree. A very big tree with plenty branches. Jesus is that tree. We are the branches. But look at it. It's a loop of every branch that does not produce. So that means the reason why trees have branches is unto an end that they produce fruit. It's unto an end that they produce fruit. So if Jesus is the branch, if Jesus is divine, and you are the branches, what are you supposed to produce? Is it the stem that is producing fruit or the branches? Is it what? He said he prunes those branches that bear fruit for even larger crops. Next verse. He said he has already turned you by pruning you back for greater strength and usefulness by means of the commands I gave you. Take care to live in me and let me live in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit when it is cut away from the vine. Nor can you be fruitful apart from me. How many of you have ever seen that they cut all the branch of a tree? And since when there was no branches, then the tree started producing fruit on the stem. What Jesus is saying here is that I need you for fruitfulness on earth. I am stem. I don't produce fruit. You are the branches. It is your, you are the one that produces it. Are we on the same page? You are the one that produce. You only thing be joined to me. When you are joined to me, I can create the conviction in the heart of the people. And then you will produce the fruit. There was one tree that was described in Psalm 1. That tree was described that it does not shed its leaf. And the reason why the Bible says it does not shed its leaf, it says they are like trees along a river bank, bearing all of those fruits. Their leaves shall never wither, and all they do shall prosper. The reason why, give this to me in MSG. The reason why this kind of tree, give it to me in MSG. Yes, Living Bible is okay. Okay, look at it. He said, it's like planted by the stream of water, which yields its fruit. You are a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. I was already reading NIV, just giving back NIV. He said he is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which eats its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever it does prosper. Do you know what happened? Give it to me. Okay, carry him back to MSG. Go back to MSG. Please, how does it produce? He said you are a tree replanted in the bearing what? How many months? Never dropping. Always in. That is why it doesn't drop leaf. A producing tree cannot drop leaf. Once the, every month, have you ever seen that kind of plant? That kind of, please, if you have, I need. Mango, orange or something that produces every month, I need it. Every 12 months, I need it. And after you have finished selling, please kill your own so I can be the sole owner and be selling it. This is what the scripture is saying. Is that every tree that produce fruit always is not permitted to waste. The reason why it doesn't drop a leaf is because it produces fruit every month. And like we saw in that Matthew 21 that we read, is it verse 19? MSG. Living Bible, rather. No, I think that should be Amplified. Matthew 21. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Are we getting blessed or blessed? Matthew 21, very quickly, because of my time, please. Can we read this together? He said, and he saw what? One single leafy fig tree above the road. He went to eat, but he found nothing but... Wait. Where we're coming from? Which was more important to that tree? The fruit. And like we said, the fruit actually is not for the tree. It is the leaf that is for the tree. Have you ever seen any mango that you went close to and it was chewing? Then you say, mango, kilos your. You say, you've been permitted. No one get mango fruit. It's a limit away from me. No, stop like that. A mango will not take his own fruit and be eating it. That's also to tell you, that God is on your side. No matter how urgent whatever is, God cannot kill you. No plant eats its own fruit. So the Bible said this guy was producing leaf. He says, seeing that in the fig tree the fruit appear as the same as the leaves. That will not remind you why that other guy, the leaf does not drop. Because every month it produces. Listen to me. One of the ways you can see the backing of God is also that every month you produce. Uh-huh. Every month you say so. Your leaf cannot drop. And that is revelational. That's what the Bible tells us. Your leaf cannot drop. So Jesus was saying that no branch can remain on me if they don't produce. He said, my father will cut it. If there's no problem, my father will cut it. May you not be caught in Jesus. Amen. Somebody say partnership. Partnership. Somebody say partnership. Partnership. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Are we getting blessed or blessed? So the bride is not just called to enjoy intimacy with Christ, but to partner with him in his redemptive mission, the salvation of souls. So like we saw in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, we see a powerful example of this partnership. Jesus confronts Saul, later Paul, on the road to Damascus. But instead of completing the work alone, he involved Ananias. Are there some things that God is calling you to partner with that you are giving excuse like Ananias did? So, and hope you know that Ananias was not even an apostle. He was only a disciple. Yeah, he was only a disciple, he was not an apostle. So in bringing Paul fully into salvation and commissioning, this revealed that the eternal partnership between Christ, the bridegroom, and his bride, the church, is so winning. It's winning souls. That is eternal partnership. The eternal partnership, anytime God wants to have any person so saved, we saw that the Holy Spirit said the reason, one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit is coming is unto witness. And you cannot witness. You see, my wife got another guy saved by word of knowledge. That same Saturday. Because we got to a point, we wanted to turn. She said no. She feels that she still has a soul. Down, down, down. So we are trekking. We keep trekking. We keep trekking. Then all of a sudden, she saw one guy first at the junction and said, this guy, I think he needs to be saved. But it was this Malan junction. So we are going. He said, I think I have a soul there. I said, go and save the person now. He said, let's keep going. So we are going. We now enter one shop. We now saw one shop. That's why by word of knowledge, she got one guy saved. She just went to him and said, you are 10 souls for school. Whatever, whatever. The guy said, yes. So the guy was already afraid. That's it for blessing. As she was doing that, and I saw that, my wife is saving people by word of knowledge. Let me also fling forth the witness. I just saw two ladies coming. Maybe not say jump was hard in one. See we get. And then I already know what she used for the ladies. You see. The way to a guy is sight. You don't understand. And that is why actually, that's why most times, like what is it? Mandalin. Most brothers in church are moved by what they see. You see, you get. And if only you know that as some of the sisters are that you are looking at now, there is none that is original. There is none of the things that is original. You understand? When they get home, it's like this. Pam. Then some of them like this. Pam. Then like this. As soon as they do, boom. You understand? The light sister become black. Then you go like this. Hum, hum. That pink lip you thought is the one you are after. Oh, not a lot. The lip is not like somebody that is taking a do. Everything is cleaned. And that's why you should pray that God reveal your wife to you. That you will not be led astray by your sight. Because naturally it is sight. And if you are the one doing it, God will also help you. So, but why ladies are moved by what they hear? So it was my wife that was flinging it out. Baby, now say, Loni. So and I say, you ladies look beautiful. These two souls are not saved already. So I said, do you have 3 minutes to spare? They say, yes, but we are going somewhere. I said, going somewhere. I can walk you there. That is support again. They were walking then. My wife later came to join me. And then I was preaching to one of them. The other one was focused on how to give key out. I first get that one saved. She received the life of Christ. Then I went to meet the other one. I said, are you going to say, that she doesn't understand? I preached the gospel to her. I got her saved too. Two souls saved. Because it is a partnership. That is what your witness is unto. You have not been seeing the power of God. You have not been seeing the power of God. The only place where you can literally and truly see the power of God without you doubting it is on the mission field. Because the Bible says God confirming, backing up. So all the move of God, the power of God, me, I witnessed firsthand, did not happen as a proof. Trying to prove that I have anointing. No, it happened on the mission field. After people get saved, we baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Do you know what it means to baptize people in the Holy Ghost? That in your very before, nothing was on your hand. You just pray and say, receive the Holy Spirit. And the person manifesting, and rolling. You are trying to hold a small girl, and you can't hold her. Because a spirit enters into her that is more than her capacity. The only way where you can see the backing of God, if you have not been seeing the backing of God, if you have not been seeing the proof of God, my sister, my brother, you are going too far away. The easiest way is that, he said, and the Lord, what did the Lord do? The Lord did what? Walk with them and confirm his word. With what? Signs that accompany it. You are looking for signs. Holy wife, like, hello, my Lord. Don't wait that time no more. Mission feed. Wait that time no more. Because that is how when we gave our lives to Christ, that's how we saw the power of God. Not for showmanship. And say, you will see now, you will see now. Look at him now. I'm going to touch him now. You will see. My brother, don't waste it. Enter one of the hospitals and let us see it. Because God, he did not leave himself without a witness. The reason why he said you shall receive power is unto an end that you'll be witnesses. But you are the only one that wants to use your own power to do for us. Something that will benefit you that you used to eat. Because I have said it, no tree eats its own fruit. It witnesses unto me. Now there is a part of the witnessing where it will benefit the tree. So you don't think it's absolutely, I mean that the tree will not benefit you. Before you now say that, thank God, they already say, let the person not be wretched. Because they said that, may you not hear what I'm not saying. But what I'm saying is that when it comes to fruitfulness, it benefits the other. Are we getting blessed or blessed? All right. So let's proceed. So Jesus is the bridegroom, initiates salvation, as we saw in Acts of Apostles 9, Acts of Apostles 9, 3 to 6. So Jesus himself interrupted Paul's journey with divine light. And then the bride's partnership is in completing the work. Say that my partnership is in completing the work. And that's why in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9 that we read the other time, what did the Bible say? He said we are co-laborers. Living Bible. He said we are co-laborers with God. We are co-laborers with God. We are please preach to yourself. Say I'm co-laborer with God. See, he said you are God's garden, not us. You are God's vision, not us. So any soul that is saved, is he my soul? No. He is the soul of the one that I co-labor with. I co-labor with. So God needs you as the branch that will bear the fruit. Who? God needs you as the branch, as we saw in John. God needs you as the branch that will bear the fruit. John 15. Living Bible that we have been reading. He said, take care to live in me and let me live in you. For a branch can't produce fruit when it is severed from the vine. Nor can you be fruitful apart from. Next verse, very quickly. He said, yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Then together we are the tree. You do not get it. You cannot have vine and branch apart. If you have only vine, there will not be fruit. If you have only branches, what you have is firewood. So how can you say you are a branch and you are not producing?
He said, whoever lives in me and I in him shall produce a like crop of fruit. For apart from me, you can't do a thing. You cannot say absolutely outside of the Holy Spirit can get any person saved. Like relationship. So a proof that the Holy Ghost is with you is in the number of souls you have been saving. Holy Ghost, prove yourself to me. Holy Ghost, prove yourself to me. Go out. Because the Bible says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3, he said no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit of God. So you say after me, and the guy is able to say Lord Jesus, and he said, the Holy Spirit is with you. He said, therefore I tell you the truth, no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God say Jesus is because, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Because how do you get people saved? And then the other time we saw it, he said, and go into the Damascus, for someone will tell you what to do to be saved. Is that someone now that is not seeing himself as a branch joined to the vine? Let me show you a scripture. Romans chapter. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Can you just pray in the Holy Ghost briefly? Romans 10, 14 and 15. For in Jesus' mighty name I will pray. Please, can we read this together? How then can they call on the one they have not? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not? And how can they hear without? Where are we coming from? The Bible said, someone, go into the town. Someone will tell you. Acts of Apostles chapter, Acts of Apostles 9 verse, he said, now get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. God has led many people to you, but you refuse to be apart from the vine. And sometimes it's by your lifestyle. I will show you. John chapter 6 verse 37. Jesus said, all that the Father give to me, come to me. He said, and all that come to me, I will by no means drive away. Your behavior can cause people to be driven away. That God has led somebody to Jeremiah James, not me. And he's saying that I want you to be saved by his life. And then the guy sees my life and said, if this is what Christianity look like, I better be an unbeliever. Because there is a way that you as a branch, the vine has sent someone to you to produce, but your life has not permitted. Please stay in that at John 6:37. Your life, he said, all the Father gives me, come to me. He said, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. I want you to pray for yourself. The Father, all that you have sent to me to be fruitful by me, may I never drive away. Is that how you are going to pray? May my life not be antichrist. May my life not be preaching something else apart from Christ. May my life never preach something else apart from Christ. He said, all that the Father gives to me, come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. May my life and my lifestyle never drive people away from the kingdom. Then he said, go, he's a pastor, go and meet him. He said, if this is how they live, me, I don't want to be. If this is how Christians are, I don't want to be it. Because your lifestyle can drive people away. Whereas you are the branch that bear fruit. For in Jesus' mighty name I will pray. What are people go to you? How many of you have ever seen fruit that they had to even support it with stick? If a tree is bearing so much fruit, people make sure they don't cut that part away. They will look for stick and support it. That this thing should be. But anyone, we are. Fruit of kinja the leg, baby. Because every man care for every branch that produces fruit. I partner with God unto fruitfulness. Anyone God brings to me, I will by no means drive away. In the name of Jesus. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Now carry me back to that John.
Very quickly, very quickly. No, John 15. Thank you. Next verse, recall my time. He said, yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. And yes, is that you are the branches? I am. Yes. He said, yes, I am the, thank you. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him shall produce large crop of fruit. For apart from me, you can't do anything. Next verse, recall my time. Very quickly. If anyone, can we read together? If anyone separate from me, he is strong like a, I'm not going to be useless. Withers and is gathered into a pile which all the others are burnt. Ah, not me. Next verse. He said, but if you stay in me and obey my commands, you may ask any request you like. Wait. Are you seeing the secret to answer prayer yet? I have been praying to God. I have been praying to God. You don't be answering me. Yeah, turn. We are not in the dark now. Have you been producing? The few they even brought to you as lifestyle, open it down. I want man, teenagers, don't be what people who is bad. As uncle. He said, who did he say his uncle? May I not be a wicked father? He said, he called him father. Yeah, he defy him. You know what I'm saying? Then the lady is now saying, daddy, please, daddy, please. Ha. He won't. God. You know, you see, he's not saying that if he's not, not saying keep quiet. And my daddy said, yeah, lie down. Hey. Every person that God brings to you, God, you know, I've seen people that they don't even believe pastors. In fact, sometimes when you say you want to cancel ladies, they wear seven trousers and come because you are a pastor. They know what pastor has done before. And then you're trying to do like this, they do like this. And I say, come now. You say, okay. It's because something has been damaged. God sends someone to them and the person drives them away. Some of them is sexual assault. They're touching them in an inappropriate place. As the daddy. As papa. May I not be a nonsense papa? You see, Paul used to pray one prayer. I mean, I used to pray. 1 Corinthians 9:27. He said, I beat my body and I make it my slave. That after I have done everything to save her, how myself will not be a castaway? You save them and rape them. Choose one. Let's know who the devil is. All that the Father has sent to you, may you not send them away. In the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians. He said, but if you stay in me and obey my command, you may ask any request you like and it will be granted. How many of you have seen Nigerian movies or movies, Monzion, or this movie that somebody has been trying to be in relationship for a while and she didn't get it until she did a project like Bemi, for example, and then this other one, Last to Marry, that we also saw. That's where the husband came to meet them. Because sometimes it's in the field, in the vision field, that is where God sent you. That is when the trees of the field will begin to clap their hands. In Isaiah, hope you know. Because most times you will take that scripture literal. I've told my guys before. I say, if for anything you see a vision and you see tree clapping their hands, what God is trying to tell you most times is that the season of fruitfulness has come. Because in that Isaiah 55, I think verse 12, he said, and the trees, he said, you'll be led forth in joy. You'll go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will go, the mountains and the hills and the trees. He's living Bible now. I'm quoting NIV. He said, you go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you. He said, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Wait. During rainy season, how many of you have ever seen trees clapping their hands? What is to come down if it is there? The fruit. Even the ripe one that is eating on that leaf, let the tree begin to clap its hand. So there are some things you are not seeing. That when you enter the field, the trees begin to clap their hands. They come down.
Are you not going to? You will only stone a fruit that you can see now. The ones that are eating inside leaf, if you enter the feed, the Bible says you'll be led forth in joy. Uh-huh. And you'll go out in joy and be led forth. He said the mountains and the east will burst into song before you. He said, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. I've never seen a time when a tree is clapping his hand and the fruit does not come down. There are some things in your life that you have not entered the field. That is why the fields are not reacting. The trees are not reacting. Because if you enter the field, the trees will clap their hands. So some things you are looking for are hidden under leaves. Benefits. Until you enter into the field and then the trees of the field begin to clap their hands. And then you see fruitfulness. And on this exalted altar, I'm praying for you. That everyone that has been trusting God for one to another, on this month where God has promised us fruitfulness, and we have also stepped into the field, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Let every eating fruit that is supposed to be in your life now, let the trees of the field begin to clap their hands. Let them begin to come to you in extraordinary dimensions. And you will come back with mind-blowing testimony. In the name of Jesus. Are we getting blessed or blessed? I'm a fruitful vine. I'm a fruitful branch, rather. I'm a fruitful branch. Please go back to that next verse, the last verse. He said, my true disciples produce bountiful harvests. Yeah. My true disciples produce bountiful harvests. He said, this bring glory to my Father. One of the things I want us to kick against when it comes to this is, right, number one, in the season of harvest, you must, as a matter of fact, not be lazy. You must not be lazy. Please give me Proverbs chapter 10 verse 5, very quickly. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 5. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 5, very quickly because of my time. He said, he who gathers crops in summer is a... Are we not reading? Uh-huh. But he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. We are all going out. You are going to go and hide. And the easiest way, because another thing I wanted to talk about this type of evangelism. The easiest way for you to go out is in peering, as we saw in Luke chapter 10. He said, Jesus called his disciples together, 72 of them. He said, and he sent them 2 by 2. That means that some of them were going out for the first time. Because in Matthew chapter 10, from verse 1, the Bible says he called the 12. The first set of people Jesus sent was the 12. After the 12, when they increased, he now sent 72. But when he was sending 72, he paired them 2 by 2, which is almost like what we are doing. If you are going out for the first time, check others, hear what they are saying. Because do you know the irony? In verse 17, the Bible says all of them came back and said, for me to know that some of them were going out for the first time, this will happen. He said, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. Wait. These guys have not saved, they have not sent out demons. No, they have not. The disciples have been doing it. One was sent, 172 others. Those ones were not rejoicing that, I saved souls. This is what I'm telling you. That they have not borne that demon away. That you're on the mission field. Because, do you know who is following you? You have not seen power of God. You have not seen power of God. Go out on evangelism. Rural Rugged, one of the most powerful program I know NCCF does is that Rural Rugged. Do you know what? Because most times, that used to be what used to deceive some of them. That they work, collect ministry. Eh? From Rural Rugged, they thought it's them. They want collect ministry and say, save me or so. I've not been in the CK. You know what I'm saying? It's not a church thing. And mad people who are getting here, and this person were receiving his sight. No. Check any crusade. Check. Check people that go for crusade. The miraculous is like child's play. Real donkey. If you combine some of all our men of God together, some of the miracles that we have seen in one service, One Rehoboam could say, some of the men, you don't understand. High socket will be growing out in your presence. You are there. It's because Olorun ti so say. He said, and the Lord back up. The Lord working with them. What is evangelism? What is God's work? God will partner with him. Do you think he shall long? This peace leg, let it be to whose glory? You are thinking that is to, he say, if one dead person can rise in our church, the church will be full. Huh? Oh, they got the sea market. Because that is not for self-aggrandizement. If only people understand what they are going out is. Because some of us have saw the power of God. We saw it firsthand. Just like this 72 on the mission field. I have not been able to touch people. I have not been able to have power of God. My brother, you are not going on your own. You are going under corporate anointing. It's divine that is supplying it. Yes, sir. It is God himself that is working with you on the mission field. Because it's fruitfulness. And now they are trying to add drama. Now, hear what I'm not saying. I'm not in any way saying that if you call for miracle service, God will not cure things. But I'm saying that I feel from my understanding of scripture, you are going to pray less when it's on the outing. Because Oluwa, that is the fact. How to know that you hear God? Don't need to hear God, just go out. You have heard God. Because the first way to hear God is the written word of God. It's the easiest. Because he has a man. He said, please, how can God speak to me? He said, read your Bible. He said, no, I want to hear him out loud. He said, read the Bible out loud. As simple as that.
I'm not a witness.
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4. Hebrews 2, 4, very quickly. Please, can we read this together? God also, this is for outing. When you set up this, that God, just imagine with me for a while. That during testify, I will say, who has testimony? Then, we say, number one, God. Then God now came out. The re-testimony of God is signs. A testimony that God is working with you, you see signs. You see wonders. You see various miracles. You see the gift of the Holy Ghost as God moves. Hope you know the testimony of God is like God giving a referee. That thing you want to go and do in bank. Like you say, go and bring a referee. Go and bring Kinnikan. That is what God does. For those that are in that are doing the work according to his will. Jesus was telling them. He said, at the witness of two or three, the testimony is established. He said, the first person that is my witness is my father. May God be your witness. Amen. You see, when God is your witness, oh, he explained you now. That will happen to Jesus in John. John chapter 3 verse 2. The Bible says Nicodemus came to him at night and asked him, I say, Rabbi, we know that our teacher come from God. For no one can do the things thou doest except God be with him. Even them, they know. That in the name of Jesus, the things that will be coming out of your hand, men will be able to trace it back to God. Amen. But one of it is that you go out. Say, I'm going out. Say, I am going out. Are we blessed or blessed? Holy Spirit, help us. So Romans 10 verse 14 and 15. The Bible says, how can they believe in the one they have not heard of? And how can they hear until somebody tell them? He said, and how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Next verse. And I say, and how can they preach unless they are sent? He said, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. And I've said it before. Your feet is beautiful. Hope you know in Nigeria, they ask you something like, hope you get leg. These are to have leg. Because you cannot have leg in the realm of the spirit and not have it physically. I have Lego. I've been trekking. It's one of my legs. I build Moses in the realm of the spirit. Going out, because the Bible also says, is there beautiful at the feet of those who bring the good news? Hope you know in recent, their legs are dusty. But the Bible is saying that how beautiful are the feet. My feet, I get Lego. You know, get out. Did they do the clinical government, whatever? Do you know my leg? Because if you bring any other leg, my leg are matcha, you go match all your leg together. Matching order.
Bless or bless. So number one is don't be lazy. Preach to your neighbor and say don't be lazy. Number two is be wise. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 26. Very quickly. As I begin to bring my teaching to a close. Proverbs 11 26. Amplified translation. No. Number two is be willing rather. Number two, be willing. Number three, be wise. The people curse him who holds back grain when the public need it. But a blessing from God and man is upon the head of him who sells it. This is talking about verse 2. That is, people are trying to buy the good news. And that's why we say he was saying the marketing. That is marketing. But you are holding it back. You are holding it back for what? The good news that saved you, somebody needs it, and you are holding it back. You can say the people cost him who holds back grain when the public needs it. He said, but a blessing from God and man is upon the head of him who sells it. Be willing to jump out. Number one, don't be lazy. Number two, be willing. Be willing to sell. Be willing to sell to the public. Because when the blessing comes, it doesn't come to God, it doesn't come from God alone, it also comes from man. Just imagine with me for a while, the person that God Ray Abunki saved. The person that God Billy Graham saved. To you, you think you are saving a doubt. You don't know you are saving an evangelist. Because the Bible, all you know, that they will not only say, blessed is the womb. They were talking to Jesus. They say, blessed is the womb that gave back to you. What it implies that you are the womb that gave back to the person in the spirit. That men will not be saying, hey, blessed is whoever got you saved. So you don't understand. And sometimes the people come back and also say, thank you. But that's not the motivation. The blessing of God is higher. Then give me verse 30. Verse 30 very quickly. Verse 30. He said, the fruit of the uncompromisingly righteous is a tree of life. Did you read that scripture? He did not say that. Please, so. Fruit come from what? From tree. But now, they are not saying that the tree is coming from the fruit. Not the seed though. He said, the tree of the uncompromising righteous is a tree of life. Didn't I read this scripture? Okay. I'm like, this is fruit. So what the guy is holding is a tree. It's not the seed though. Hope you know fruit and seed are not the same. Is at the fruit, is a tree of life. He said, and he who is wise, and that's why I said be wise. He who is wise captures human lives for God as a fisher of men. He gathers and receives them for eternity. That is wisdom. If you need wisdom, it's not far-fetched. If you need the tree of life, it's not so far-fetched. When you go, and these are some of your benefits. Number one, but the motivation for you to partner where is that number one, you don't need to be lazy. Number two, you need to be very willing. Number three, be wise. Please preach to your neighbor, say be wise. Are we blessed or blessed? Very quickly, let me just run through types of evangelism. Types of evangelism, and then we'll continue next week. Types of evangelism. There are a number of evangelism types that are written here, but I'll just mention, I'll just explain a few because of my time. Types of evangelism. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Alright. Number one is one-on-one. That is personal or one-on-one evangelism. That is sharing the gospel with someone in a personal, individual setting. Like we have been doing. Conversation with friends, colleagues, neighbors, or strangers. Number two is lifestyle evangelism. Lifestyle.
That is living in such a way that your character, your habits and choices reflect Christ and draw people to him. It happened to me first time while I was in school. While I was in school, I was always 100 level. I was with these Muslim guys. 100 level. All three of them were Muslims. And every time they see me, I'm praying, I'm reading my Bible, all of us are in 100 level. So anytime I'm not around, they used to say that this guy will fail. That he thought is because he came with strong jump point, he will fail. And then in ABU, I don't know how they do it in Lorraine. Obviously they don't. If they do what they do in ABU in Lorraine, most of the ladies that are catwalking, they will walk normal. Because they don't, in ABU, they see auto also, they will post your results with your matric number and your name. No, they will remove the name. I think they used to remove the name. Maybe not to shame two people too much. But they will put your matric number and your state and your everything so they can easily trace you. They know your state already. So I did not know that my roommates, they have taken my matric number and we have not even written exam. They are waiting for the result. Did you know that they got the result before me? They just say, Jerry, where are you? I say, I'm in your state. They say, guru. And they were running to your state. They have posted the results of our department. They went to check it before me. They say, guru. They were coming. I was like, what is guru? What is happening? He said, by their mouth, they now said it. That we have been saying that you are going to pay. That's what I want to know. That you are going to pay because you came with truck jackpot. Then they now asked me one very important question. They said, please, our course outline is inside the Bible. Because the Bible we see, you are always reading. What kind of evangelism can beat that? Your lifestyle evangelism. In church, we know you as Bro Andrew. In your street, they know you as Ojugo. Then we now tell, we wanted to visit you finally, and we came to your area. We say, hey, Joe, I'm very Bro Andrew. Say, like, Kusenik, Kadoli, Jandro, me. And truthfully, you are coming. When I say, this is Brandu, say, Hey, Lima, Bere Brandu, Simba, say, Brandu, look at him. Ojugo, ni, ma, wansi. Your lifestyle. If it is not working, don't export it. You are trying to say somebody will get the life of Christ and they are saying it should start from you. Lifestyle.
Father Ebosh. And then confrontational or street evangelism. Which is the type we want to go and do. Event or crusade evangelism. Then digital evangelism. This is leveraging on social media, posts, story, videos, reels, WhatsApp broadcast, online sermons, blogs, and podcasts. And then we have service or welfare evangelism, which is the one. And then there is also workplace evangelism. But this one, service or welfare evangelism, we are going to do the service evangelism on Saturday. What it means is that we want to go and sanitize the streets while we are also sanitizing souls. That is service. Service evangelism. That is, they see us speaking whatever, say, I'm a pusher. As they are passing, thank you. Because the people we have to first fall in love with you before they fall in love with your message. There are 5 M's that you actually need for evangelism. Number 1 is the mandate. Number 2 is the message. Number 3 is the messenger. Number 4 is the mission field. Number 5 is the missing opportunity. The mandate is go out. The message is preach Christ. The messenger is you. The mission field is the word. Then the missing opportunity is that if you did not go out to the field, many people are going to make hell. They will miss out of eternal life, receiving the life of Christ. I want you to bow your head this moment and pray and repent of how you have not been fruitful to the level which you wish to be. Bow your head this season and pray. The Father, help me to be as fruitful as I should. I repent of anyhow I have not been a fruitful branch. From this moment, I refuse to stay unfruitful. I don't want to be caught up. You should be praying by this time around.
Tell yourself, I will not be lazy. I will be willing and I will be wise. Pray. Pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is The Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at The Building Church behind Becadems, Tanke Okiodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at The Building Church. Stay blessed.